This is KNKX News. Imagine Yelp reviews. You can hold in your hands and physically feel the words. An art exhibit in downtown Seattle lets you do that. Through embroidery, the artist hopes to shine a light on the sometimes overlooked lives lived in the margins. KNKX reporter Paula Whistle visited the exhibit with the artist at Four Culture Gallery in Pioneer Square.
When you walk in, you see a row of towel racks. On the rather worn towels that are hanging, artist Cecilia Ross Goda has embroidered Yelp reviews using black thread.
This one reads, "Outdated, needed to be remodeled, broken beds, dirty with candy wrappers under the beds."
All the reviews are about a single motel in Kansas, the sort of rundown place you drive by on the highway with barely a glance.
This one just says, "Terrible."
Terrible. Food all over the sheets and bedspread. No plastic liner for ice bucket.
I mean, it's interesting given that they're still complaining about no plastic liner for the ice bucket. Like, they're worse things about it than that, but they do mention that.
I know. Actually, similar, this one complains about not getting a receipt. So it's like that. It's
bed bugs, and I didn't get a receipt.
Yeah.
You do get a sense of the place from the reviews. You read about prostitutes, drug dealing, cockroaches, and
for whatever reason, nobody can get towels, or it's like impossible to get clean towels. That's I don't know what's going on with that. I think that's kind of funny, you know.
Ross Goda says she started looking at the reviews for this motel after finding out an estranged family member was living there. She wanted to maybe get a glimpse into his life.
At first, there's like this shock value. You're like, oh, this is like a dirty motel. Oh, there's like, and it's funny. But then I think that juxtaposed with the reviews written by other people who do live there, and I guess it's all a matter of perspective.
For example, on one of the towels, she embroidered a review from a guy named Kirk King. He gave it 3 stars.
In this corner. And he says, "I've lived here for 4 months, and for me it worked well. All bills paid and cable TV as well. The owners are nice people. The laundry room is reasonable. Hoping someday I can help them with the pool, which isn't working now." So you have somebody who's like, you know, it's not being on the streets. It's not being homeless.
A picture does emerge of some people finding what they need, even of a community of sorts.
So this one gets 5 stars.
You learn about Christy, the housekeeper, who either is great or can't be trusted, depending on who's writing the review. Ross Goda says using hand embroidery to represent all of this is her way of showing she cares about people living in or passing through this and other down-and-out motels.
So much of the time we just need to be validated. These people will probably never know it, but that I'm validating their experience, even if, no matter what they say, right?
This is a long one.
So the longest review is by Delisha Thomas.
We take turns reading the review.
"Going into the night, I had killed at least 20 roaches crawling around. Some got squished on the wall. I called the front desk to report how nasty the room was.
The manager said I could have my money, but I would have to leave right away. So I asked her if I could get half my money. I was really happy to sew the whole thing. Because she had a really hard time. She was in between houses. They told me no, that I would have to leave right now in order to get my full refund now. Where is the compassion that if someone is homeless with no money to stay anywhere else, this was how I was treated?"
You are encouraged here to gently remove the towels from the rack so you can read them.
That place needs to be closed down for their...
The exhibit, Feel Just Like Home, is up through the end of the month. Paula Whistle, KNKX News.